Smile. 90.4 FM.
There's an entire research field dedicated to teaching robots how to understand and even write generally, and comedy specifically. May sound like a bit of a joke, this, but it's actually very serious work because it's essentially about decoding the full spectrum of human communication. Tone, cadence, body language, eye contact, posture, facial expression, and on we go. These are things that are virtually impossible to code into robots, but that hasn't stopped people from trying. They let the AI loose on the internet, allowing it to soak up hours and hours of humor as source material. A couple of months ago, Netflix released a comedy special, which it says was entirely written by bots. You want to hear some?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here we go. It includes an audience and even a heckler.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage a comedian.
I just had birthday, turned an older age. I am now so old my birth certificate is death certificate.
Get off stage. Stage is funnier than you. You should be a stage, not a joke DJ. Stop being you.
So, are you comedian? Or are you airplane food? Because you are bad. I am roasting you good.
Not bad, right?
It's pretty good.
I reckon the robotic delivery actually makes it funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny how bad it is.
No, it was so well liked, actually, that there's a second episode of this. There's also the first horror movie written by bots.
We see a woman that has outer beauty and inner blood. She dangles over a vat of chair saws.
Hello, Jennifer. I am Mr. Puzzles. Do you want to be a gamer?
No, not that. How you know my name?
You have a body. Jennifers always have bodies. You are slowly dropping into chair saws. This is a puzzle.
A wall dies revealing tied up man.
Do not kill me, please. I have several families. I am a coworker.
Life is not earned by begging. Life is earned through doing puzzles. Jenny Fear, puzzle number 2. Which house turns into hostel on a fully moon?
I don't know houses. I am a virgin. My dad will pay you to not kill me. My mom might not.
That is wrong house. Consequences.
God will be my coworker now?
Jennifer is sprayed with red coworker juice.
Red coworker
juice. Is this the horror or the comedy?
That's the horror. They did.
I love how they called the movie, because it features Jennifer. The movie was called Jennifer. Jennifer.
And of course, and Jennifer's body. It even included some Easter eggs in there.
It did. There's,
wow, that's funny.
Obviously, they had to give a romantic comedy a shot. It's called The Love of Two Taylors,
about a
man and a woman named Taylor. It's written by bot, and it starts with a beach scene, actually.
We see a man, Noah, and a woman, Taylor. They are young professionals and professionally young. They hold hands and feet. They are coupled.
Taylor, we have dated for long years. It is time I do a thing.
Noah gets on a single knee. He pulls out a box. Taylor smiles teeth. She thinks she will eat a wedding's cake soon.
I propose. Propose we break up.
Noah opens the box. Inside is his new girlfriend. She looks like Taylor, but one day younger. Noah and new girlfriend leave on Noah's Ark.
You've got to Google the rest, but trust me, it's well worth it.
It's so funny.
The problem is the whole written by bots thing is actually an entire ruse. It turns out these were actually written by a stand-up comedian named Keaton Patti, and Netflix liked it so much that the rest is now history, I suppose. Keaton's onto something though, Lindy, because engineers in different parts of the world are trying desperately to train bots to be funny, and they're having a lot of success. The biggest problem, apparently, is sanitizing their language because of what they learn on the internet. But this could eventually have far-reaching effects for AI speech, and maybe even the arts and comedy specifically.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.